Good morning, everyone. This meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will now come to order. Today is Thursday, February 22nd, and the time is 8:03 a.m. Members present are Representative Baker, Representative Mears, Representative Ruffridge, Representative Himshut, and myself, Representative McCormick. I believe we will be joined by other members as well. Nonetheless, I'd like to like the record to reflect. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'd like the record to reflect we have quorum to conduct a business. Today our recording secretary is Sophia Tenney, and Doug Bridges is our LIO moderator, and my staff is Stephanie Andrew. So as always, if you have any notes to pass, please just come here to the front of the table and she can get that disseminated for you. Today we will be hearing, as quickly as possible, HB 279 related to the Local Boundary Commission by Representative Cronk. And we have been told that we're getting kicked out at 8:30, so I'll be giggy this morning, please. We have three amendments, and we are going to begin with the amendment labeled A2. Representative Mears, as the sponsor of the amendment, would you like to move your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment A.2.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, Amendment A2 is adopted. Would anyone else like to offer an amendment?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to offer Amendment 3.
Is there any objection to Amendment
Number? Move Amendment 3.
Is there any objection?
I'll object for discussion.
Representative Ruffridge, as you have objected, would you like to speak to your objection?
Just please, like to hear from the amendment maker.
Representative Ruffridge, if you could speak into your microphone.
Thank you. Sorry. It's early still. Just to the amendment maker for a brief description. Thank you.
Representative Himshut.
Thank you. At this point, do I say through the chair? Okay. this amendment is to align this board or this commission with similar regulation setting boards and commissions. So, for example, the State Board of Education is appointed by the governor. However, the board itself chooses who their chair will be. And I think they make that selection often based on the experience brought to the table, longevity of the members. And I think that the group of people are capable of making that selection. And I think that empowering the boards and commissions as much as we can to promote their own self-governance is a good move on our part. The best decisions are made closest to the issue. So that's what this amendment does.
Thank you, Representative Hinfute. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, just if I could maybe ask a question of the bill sponsor just to see if they had any opportunity to weigh in on this amendment.
Representative Cronk, Mr. Stancliffe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Mike Cronk, District 36.
Dave Stancliffe, staff to Representative Cronk. Discuss the amendment. The representative is comfortable with the commission's basically electing the person they feel would best serve them as chair. I think it should be noted that this would eliminate anyone thinking that the chair is just an extension of whichever executive is in power at the time. So this is an amendment that Representative Cronk is very comfortable with.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
No, thank you. I'll remove my objection.
Thank you. I would like to note for the record we were joined by Vice Chair McCabe at 8:06 a.m. Just want to throw it out there once more. Is there any objection to the amendment? Seeing none. Amendment A3 is adopted. Brief at ease. Thank you. We are now back on the record. It is my understanding that Amendment 1 will not be offered, as the section was deleted by Amendment 2. But just for the sake of clarity, are there any further amendments to discuss? Or any further points of discussion for this bill? Representative Cronk, do you have any closing comments?
Through the chair, no. Thank you for taking your time, especially early in the morning, to hear it. And we appreciate you guys' time and efforts.
Representative McCabe, excuse me, Vice Chair McCabe.
Thanks. So, Chair McCormick, I move House Bill 279, Work Order 33-LS1177/A as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, committee substitute for HB 279 passes from committee. We will now take a brief at ease to sign the report. Brief at ease. We are now back on the record. Just to say now that we will now be adjourning today's meeting. It is 8:10 a.m. Thank you very much for doing this as quickly as possible. We are now adjourned.